Now, England face a crucial game at the World Cup tonight. They must not lose if they're to keep possible qualification for the next stage of the competition in their own hands. Many England fans may wake up this morning a little nervous. Let's talk to freelance journalist Nick Ellerby, who's out in Brazil, and he's got up extremely early to talk to us. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good and very nice. It's an appalling time of the morning out there, so we appreciate your time. Tell us how Sao Paulo is, because it was 17 and rainy yesterday, which sounds ideal.
Yeah, it's not quite as hot, obviously, as Rio. It's a bit raised up here. It's surrounded by mountains as well, so it's much cooler than Rio, although it's quite close, and nothing like the heat of the jungle in Manaus. It's a good 10 degrees cooler than that. So it should suit England's running game. Let's hope so, hey?
Yeah, massive city, isn't it, Sao Paulo?
It's huge. It's just like a relentless grey load of concrete. The high-rise buildings here just never seem to stop.
Yeah, they just go on and on and on and on.
Yeah, it's quite an ugly sort of city, but loads of stuff to do and fantastic nightlife. I was out in one of the best parts of town, Villa Madalena, last night, and full of English and quite a few Uruguayans and plenty of happy Chileans as well, celebrating their victory against Spain yesterday.
What is your gut feeling, having been in the city? Are England going to manage to beat Uruguay, do you think?
I don't know about gut feeling. I'm really, really worried. To be honest, before the tournament, I didn't think England were going to get out of the group, and I'm still not convinced. I think we can beat Uruguay today. You know, on the plus side, their right back suspended. Their captain and central defender is out with an injury. But on the negative side, Luis Suarez is back, and you just know he's going to torment us. He gave Phil Jagielka the runaround for Everton last season. Lots of people saying that he didn't manage to score against Chelsea, where Gary Cahill was playing, but Gary Cahill didn't have John Terry by his side. He doesn't have John Terry by his side telling him where to stand at the moment. Say what you want about John Terry, but England football team miss him a lot.
Well, Nick, there's a conversation. You're already doing the post-mortem. We haven't even had the game yet, but thank you very much indeed for your time this morning, Nick. We really appreciate you getting up very early. England play Uruguay tonight.